Good afternoon, everybody. I will call this meeting to order. I would like to welcome you to the July 16th special call meeting of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of the commission is to promote educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the unincorporated areas of Chatham County. This commission is appointed by the Chatham County Board of Commissioners and is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organization. Development standards as set forth by the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance and the visual compatibility factors and design standards developed for each district of the property as set forth in each district or property zoning ordinance are used by the commission to determine the compatibility of proposed changes and new development. Visible from the public right-of-way, including streets, lanes, and sidewalks within the district or properties. The commission cannot consider criteria not specified, identified within the ordinances. Items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, impacts on property values, and interior arrangements of structures are not within the board's purview. They cannot be a factor in the assurance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for a decision. At this time, I will ask you to silence all technology, meaning your cell phones or any other technological device. Sign postings. Yes, ma'am. Did I say July? I moved time back. Did y'all notice? I would like to re-welcome you to the August 7th special call meeting of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission. My apologies. Now that we're clear about our day of the year, we'll continue. Sign postings. Members of the commission received an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually had an opportunity to visit the site of the project. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Commissioners, were any projects not properly posted this month?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, I think we are in compliance with signposting criteria. Consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda to be entertained? Hearing none, we'll move to the adoption of the agenda for August 7th, 2025, Chatham County Historic Preservation meeting agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
I move.
I have a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Can I order Matt? Yes.
I have a motion to approve, and it's been properly seconded. All in favor, signify by the sign of aye.
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 Opposers have the same right. Hearing none, I think we have a unanimously approved agenda. First item on the agenda is to approve the September 4th, 2024 meeting minutes as presented. May I have a motion to approve the minutes from the September 4th, 2024 meeting? Thank you. May I have a second, please?
Jane Kozlik, I second.
It is properly moved and seconded that we accept the minutes of September 4th, 2024. All in favor signify by sign of aye.
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 Opposers have the same right. All in favor, it's been approved. Next on the agenda, if there are any items to be removed from the final agenda, and I don't think we have any, but I'll turn to staff and ask if there are any items that should be removed.
No, ma'am, that's not.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll move to the continued agenda. Are there any items there?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're moving right along. Are there any items that need to be considered for an extension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then we arrive at today's agenda, and we have a petition before us by Sharon Morgan, HD0625-002-555. Being at 9953 Pinpoint Avenue, it is new construction and signage.
Good afternoon. This is Kelly Mitchell. So I'm going to make this as short as I feasibly can. So the applicant is requesting approval to install a prefabricated shed and a freestanding sign at 9953 Pinpoint Avenue. So to give you an idea, this is what the property currently looks like. It's vacant. There's no historical resources on the lot as a whole. So with that, the applicant is proposing a prefabricated shed on this property. The proposed shed will be one story tall and total of 9 feet with a footprint of 200 square feet. So the overall size of the shed meets the standards. As I already said, the shed is prefabricated, meaning that some of the details cannot be customized like you may see with new construction. So that's 100% meet the standards, but staff believes that the intent is met. The shed also in theory is temporary, so they can install it, remove it tomorrow if they like. There's no permanent foundation. So with that, staff does find that the intent of the standard is met with the materials and design of the shed. The applicant is also proposing a standalone sign on the property. The sign is 5.4 square feet, 4 feet tall, and will be constructed of metal. The sign will not be illuminated. It will not be located on the public right-of-way, so it will be on the proposed property. So staff finds that the standard is met. So that's all that the applicant is proposing at this time. So staff does recommend approval of the request as requested. The board have any questions?
Thank you. I'd like to now open it up for questions by board members. If there are any questions of staff.
I have none.
The applicant is here, or representative of the applicant is here as well.
Okay, that'd be great. So there are no questions at this time of staff. If we can hear from the petitioner with regard to the request, that would be at this time.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much. We made it. So my name is Sharon Morgan. I am a descendant of Pinpoint, and I have with me today, just be clear, my cousin Honey Paynes, and we also have Miss Kate here, who has been a partner with us for quite some time. Our request today has been a long time coming. We are excited about the garden that we have planted in Pinpoint, but we also have to make sure that the material that we purchase for the garden, as well as the material that is being purchased for disaster relief, we can have it secured. And this is a community thing. We want to take care of our community just as it has taken care of us. We are in a situation where things are getting a little more expensive. So this would help our community where we may not have to make a quick run to the grocery store. We could just go to the middle of the community and have some assistance, some resources in feeding our family. So we are very excited. We appreciate, you all approving this shed for us, and our community. Thank you. And, you won't be disappointed that you made this decision. So I'm going to ask, my partners, if they would like to say something. Would you like to say anything? No. All right. That is it. Do you have any other questions of us?
If you don't mind sharing, what's the primary purpose of the shed?
The primary purpose will be to house our materials, any soil that we purchase, any equipment, any disaster relief equipment. And it will also include, we have a resident of the community, actually a descendant, who will provide security for us, cameras. So we We plan to secure it all the way around.
Okay. So. One more round. Are there any questions by any of the commissioners?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you. So the commission has heard the description of the petition. We've got a recommendation from staff, and we've also heard from the petitioner themselves for the prefabricated shed along with the freestanding sign. Yes? Okay. Located at 9953 Pinpoint Avenue. With that recommendation, is a motion in order for approval, or is there anything else the staff needs before we take a vote?
No, as long as there's no public comment, you can make a recommendation.
You need to make
a, not public comment, board comment, sorry.
No.
No.
Gave two opportunities for commission questions. There were none. And so should we pause now to invite anyone from the public to to speak on the matter for formality of the minutes? No one from the public is present to speak, so therefore the petition, I suppose, is now appropriate for commission action.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have heard, like I said, the staff report as well as from the petitioner themselves. And so a motion to approve the petition is in order.
I make a motion to approve.
I second that motion.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we approve the petition for a prefabricated shed and freestanding sign at 9953 Pinpoint Avenue. All in favor, signify by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposers have the same right. Hearing none, the motion passes. Is there any other business with regard to this matter that needs to be addressed? Okay. Are there any staff reviews at this time? Okay. Are there any notices or proclamations or acknowledgments? Okay. Is there any other business that needs to come before this commission? Then there is a...
So as of right now, we don't have any applications, so we won't be meeting on September 3rd, but we will send out a formal email just to confirm.
Okay, perfect. That being said, there's no other business before this commission. We will stand in adjournment.